Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Good morning to you all. This is Wilmer Coffin speaking again this morning, 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we find rest. Yes, to come back to the challenge this week, I can say that this week has been a challenge, but it has been a rewarding challenge. I hope you all have learned, or yes, that you did learn with me and you found it as rewarding as I did. Found it quite rewarding. It is a challenge when we stop and consider the pride in our lives, or the pride that has been in our lives, and also the enormity of it and God's heart about the subject. There's some quotes that have come up out of this study this week. I'd like to speak about these quotes or talk about them. Here, quote number one: the longer I live, the more I study this subject of humility, the more I realize that a proud person does not stand a chance in this life, nor in the life to come. Quote number two: as time goes on, we realize more and more that pride will put distance between us and our Heavenly Father, while at the same time, He will draw nigh to those who are brokenhearted. Quote number three: the more we recognize the need of humility because of the pride in our lives, the more we are able to cover for our weaker brother, a struggling leader, our forefathers, and our nation, as we in brokenness come before our Father in heaven and live our lives in true humility. Quote number four: better is it to deal with a person that is proud and is proud of it, than to deal with someone who walks in voluntary humility. Quote number five: in relationships, whether with God or with people, true humility draws hearts, while pride drives them away. Quote number six: while the proud at heart struggle for power, positions, and possessions, the meek at heart inherit the earth and a reward in heaven while resting in the source of meekness. Here are some Bible verses in Scripture that I would like to share with you this morning. Psalms 25:9: the meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. Psalms 149:4: for the Lord taketh pleasure in His people, He will beautify the meek with salvation. Matthew 5:5: blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Ephesians 4:2: with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. 2 Corinthians 10:5: casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Colossians 3:12: put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. First Peter 2:21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Yes, we do have an example. We have an example of true humility, and that is Jesus Christ. True humility is found in Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ only. If we can just come to him, he is meek and lowly at heart, and he will receive us, and we can rest in him. Well, thank you all for listening in this week. May God bless you.